people have been living under a rock, Andrew, and they've got no idea what yourself, Joe, and Carlo are all about. Explain Sushi Mango to them.
Sushi Mango, well, we're three idiots, really, who are two brothers and a friend who we tour the country with a stage show, theatre show, basically a documentary of our lives growing up. We do social media posts. We got involved in some of the COVID, during the COVID pandemic, we put a lot of stuff up on our socials to keep people entertained, and basically just three idiots, really. Yeah, trying to make people laugh. Yeah.
And Andrew, you do that every single time. Like, I'm a big fan of the work that you guys do. For people who haven't heard, this is one of your many hilarious videos.
It was taking me 2 weeks every day to go to school, and I was a die lift 2 times.
I was able to ride a goat through the jungle for 5 days. One gorilla tried to eat my thighs.
I was a swim at the Atlantic Ocean. Every day I was drowned 3 times.
Oh, I just love it, Andrew. The inspiration, where does it come from?
Look, parents, family, aunties, anyone we grew up with, when I'm looking for material, I grab a pen and a notepad and just go to my parents' place. And there we go. We've got 20 minutes of sketch right there. So, yeah, pretty easy. It's just our lives growing up. They're all our family. They're all influences from our childhood and our family members.
Did you think, Andrew, that the response from viewers would be as strong as it is? Or did you think, oh, this is just our crazy family, no one else is like this?
Wasn't sure. When we first started, it was just a bit of fun. Let's see how we go. We thought it would appeal to the majority of the ethnic community. However, it somehow transcended over, and we have a fan base from a variety of cultures, Australians, Indians, I mean, you name it. It's absolutely mind-boggling that people find these characters entertaining, and it seems to be that they, we've had ethnics in the country. They've assimilated over the last 60, 70 years, so everyone's grown up with one. So, I was surprised, but no longer. I kind of understand why there's an appeal factor, but we're so appreciative to everyone. Who loves our stuff.
Well, I think what made me laugh out loud when I first saw the videos years ago is the fact that I do have two Italian grandmothers, and their behaviours just seem to be echoed throughout the family. For example, like Mum, she decided 1 year that we were all going to get an individual panettone each. It's like, Mum, they're so big. We don't all need one each. It's the loudness, it's all the food as well. Is there something that, you know, I guess it'd be many things, but is there like one favourite thing that you have about your family, even if you do poke fun at it? Is it the loudness? Is it all the eating? What do you reckon?
Look, I think my favourite thing is this uncanny ability for my family to run 28 conversations all at once.
Yeah.
And each other. So it's just a gift. I enjoy being in a noisy room. In fact, when I go to some place and it's quiet, I think something's wrong. So that's one of the things I enjoy.
Yeah, so true. And you guys are hanging out in Cairns at the moment. You have a couple more shows until you do get to Townsville on Sunday. But I'm not sure if you realise you're actually heading to like the heartland of all of that you're talking about, because just north of Townsville is Ingham, and it's actually referred to as Little Italy because, like you said earlier, Andrew, so many Italians and other people from overseas landed in Australia, and Ingham has such a huge Italian population that it was nicknamed Little Italy. And then south of Townsville is a region called the Burdekin, and they're very similar as well. If you need any other content for your Sunday show, Ingham and Burdekin, they all then congregate on Townsville, and it's just this
it'll
huge...
It'll be great.
Anywhere
where there's salami, cucumbers and zucchini, we fit right in. So I can't wait to get there. It'll be magnificent.
And what can we expect from the show on Sunday, Andrew?
Laughs, laughs, and more laughs. We guarantee that it's at least the 50th best show you've ever seen in your life. No, just calm down, guys. It's a documentary of our childhood, and most people can relate. And just a bit of lightheartedness, fun, and we just try to keep everyone entertained. It'll be fun. There's song and dance. There's all kinds of stuff. You'll have to come to the show to see I'm not going to give too much away, but you have to come to the show and see it. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, I have my tickets, so I am ready and really excited to have some laughs with you guys. And I just want to say thank you for bringing those laughs, especially over the last couple of years. I think the country has needed it more than ever. And you guys, even from your homes, have continued to create just great content, whether it was related to COVID or not. It's been always hilarious. So thank you so much for bringing that light. And we're going to see you Sunday night in Townsville. Thank you so much for the chat.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on. All the best, and see you at the show. And listen, we'll get you guys some tickets 10% off for cash, all right?
And throw in a salami.
That's it, we'll throw in an extra salami. Hits 103.1.